and have not charity and become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Kunyange ndikataura nendimi dzevanhu nedzevatumwa ndisine rudo ndavasendarira dzinorira nedare rinongoti ngwere ngwere.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing.
Kunyange ndine chipo chokuprofita ndichinzwisisa zvakavanzika zvose nokuziva kwose, kunyange ndino kutenda kwose kuti ndibvise makomo, ndisino rudo handisi chinhu.
Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited me nothing.
Kunyange ndagovera varombo zvose zvandinazvo, kunyange ndikaisa muviri wangu kuti ndipiswe, ndisino rudo handibatsirwi chinhu.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up.
Rudo runo moyo munyoro, rudo arune godo, rudo aruna manyawi, aru zvikudzi.
Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil.
Aruiti zvisingafaniri, aruzvitsvakiri zvarwo, arutsamwi, arune zvishura.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Arufariri zvisakarurama, asi runofarira zvokwadi.
Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Runofukidza zvose, runotenda zvose, runotariro pazvose, runotsungirira pazvose.
Charity never faileth, but whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether they be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Rudo harutongoperi, zvino kana kuri kuprofita, kuchabviswa, kana dziri ndimi dzichaguma, kana kuri kuziva kuchabviswa.
For we know in part and we prophesy in part.
Nokuti tinoziva zvisakakwana uye tinoprofita zvisakakwana.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Asi kana zvakakwana zvasvika, izvo zvisakakwana zvichabviswa.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Ini ndichiri mwana, ndaitaura somwana, ndaifunga somwana, ndairangarira somwana, zvino zvandava murume, ndabvisa zvinhu zvomwana.
For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
Nokuti zvino tinoona pachivoni voni tisingavoni kwazvo, asi nenguva iyo tichaona nezviso zvakatarisana. Nezviso zvakatarisana, zvino ndinoziva zvisakakwana, asi nenguva iyo ndichaziva sezvandakazivikanwa nenivo.
And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of this is charity.
Zvino kutenda netariro norudo zvitatu izvi ndizvo zvinogara, asi chikuru pakati pazvo ndirwo rudo.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word.
Shoko ravo tigarei zvedu pasi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're just wondering if Brother Manzanga was still alive.
Amen. Amen.
But he's around in service, and we thank God for him.
Service, no tenda mwari nekuda kwao.
And also nice seeing Brother Joe Nyabago Senior, all the way from the UK. He's sitting right at the back. God bless you.
Kanaka kuona Brother Joe Nyabago kubva ku UK vakuru vacho. Kanaka kuona imwari vakuru pafadze.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Mwari vakanaka.
And we gave a title of our message, charity, the supreme anointing. And we were looking at the pyramid Brother Branham spoke on, in the perfect stage of a perfect man.
Pyramid, Brother Branham,
and we notice how God has been working with the church, and that the same way also He works with the individual, that is the same way He works with this world. But all is talking about growth. Amen.
Amen.
From being a child to being an adult. We are not talking about what is happening to your body. A young man can have a whole face full of beard, but he will be still behaving like a young boy. He does not correlate what we are seeing and what kind of behavior is coming out of him. And it's like a brother who has been in church in the message 20 years. And he's still battling with messages from some Pentecostal preachers. Like T.D. Jakes and all the different ones from America. He still has got those DVDs in his home, but 20 years in the message.
20 years in the message.
You talk to him, he'll be quoting to you about Benny Hill. 20 years he's in the message. You look at him and say, "Hey brother, are you growing up or you're growing down?" You don't expect that from a brother who has been 20 years in the message. Amen.
Amen.
A sister that is been married maybe 15 years and you hear that she boxed her husband, then say, how long have they been married? 15 years. Is she growing up? No. So there's a problem. Is
that
right?
Amen.
And the young man, 10 years in the message,
10 makore marizo.
He doesn't share his money with his wife. His money is always in the pocket or on
Eco Cash.
And the password is all different.
Password, yeah.
The wife will never know the password.
Password.
So that young man is not growing. Though he has been in the message and in the home long time. Amen.
Amen.
And Paul was telling us,
Paul,
when you're grown up, you no longer want to ask for milk again. Amen.
Amen.
Because milk is for the unskilled. That's the word the Bible uses, unskilled. But skill is what you are taught. You grow to learn about skills, then when you're grown up, you know what to do. Amen.
Amen.
So in the message,
Marizu,
we are growing up.
Aruka,
is that right?
Amen.
And we have got to get to the top until everybody in the message is anointed by charity. Your behavior proves that you are growing up. Is that right?
Amen.
And Brother Branham was preaching the message of adoption. He says, your behavior shows whether you must be adopted or not. Your behavior is not what you talk about. But your behavior is what we see. The way you express to the outside people from inside. Because you can never pretend. Especially when you're under pressure. You're going to do things without thinking much. And all the time you're saying, oops, oops, every day. What's happening? But you, if you are a true believer, it's automatic. You don't have to think about that because that is your life. Amen.
Amen.
But you got to grow. Though the young boy is born in the family, has got the name of the father, but before training, before they come to adoption, they're just as good as the servant. Is that right?
Amen.
But when they get to be taught by the tutor, the tutor is separating the servant from a son. And the other time we're saying that the tutor who is called to teach the little children is not coming with his own syllabus. He comes empty-handed. Is all right? But the father gives the tutor his own syllabus. Amen.
Amen.
And the syllabus is, teach this boy. I want him to be like me. Amen.
Amen.
So the tutor has got one job to do. Look at the father. The behavior of the father. And that is what he is taking and pushing into the boy. He must find a way of taking the potentials of the father into the boy. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what the Holy Ghost has been doing to you. He doesn't want you to be like your ancestors, right? No. God doesn't want you to be like all the other people on the streets. Yes, we get influenced by one person or another. That is normal. But God wants you to be influenced from above. He is busy cutting all the other influences so that you can be like Him. That is the whole idea. If you are not yet like him, the tutor hasn't done his job. Amen.
Amen.
We want to be like him. Living epistles. That's read by all men. And the prophet says, we are billboards. Wherever you are, somebody is looking at you. Somebody is observing. Amen.
Amen.
But what are they looking at? They must look at the picture of God in your life. Is that right? As Paul said, Jesus Christ was the visible image of the invisible God. But today, the church is the visible image of the invisible God. Is that right? The invisible Jesus. We know he is here. But you can't touch him. Your senses can't see him. But he is now in you. So you are an expression of the unseen Jesus. So the bride of Jesus Christ is the mystery of Jesus revealed. We're not trying to show the world who we are. No. We want to show the world who Jesus is. And God has got to call everybody else, his angels, and everybody must know that you have been adopted. Adoption time. He gives you a seal of approval. We're not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is your birth. But you don't remain a baby. The baby has got to grow. And as you keep on growing, you are no longer moving side by side as you are learning how to walk. You are learning the walking skills until you know how to balance your body despite how big or how thin that body is. Amen. But you must learn to balance it until you are walking a straight line. Is that right? Then we know, now you know what you're doing. Amen.
Amen.
You are growing up as a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Today you are not in the beer hall, tomorrow you are in church. Tomorrow you are watching filthy films, and tomorrow you are raising your hands,
hallelujah.
That's you're moving on to all sides.
But
when a Christian is grown up,
you're
walking straight. Your language is straight. Is that right? The places you visit, straight. Your language, straight. That shows that you've been with him. Amen. So when the father tells everybody else, this is my son, today I have adopted him. He says, his signature on the check is just as good as mine. If it's a business, if he has employed you, you are employed. If you are fired, there's no more place for appeal, you are fired. Amen.
Amen.
So everybody knows that this person has been adopted. Is that right? Heavens know about that. Even hell knows that this person is adopted. Is that right? So much that when you see somebody that is anointed with demons, because you are adopted, hell knows, every demon knows that that man is adopted. It's not a matter of screaming. It's not a matter of how you can run around. Demons don't fear your screaming. They don't fear your running around. They don't fear your shaking on the person. They must listen to what you're saying. It's authority which is important. You tell that demon, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. That demon must listen because this man is adopted. The sons of Sceva were not adopted. When they got to that demon, they said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, it's not personalized. Amen.
Amen.
It's an indirect speech that they're bringing. Brother, it must be you. Those guys had their shirts torn. Yeah, because they didn't know God. It's adoption time for the church. Is that right?
Amen.
Because charity has come, must sit on the church and anoint the church with himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must come to a place where we are totally anointed by the virtues of God. Until you're not trying to think, what must I do when I get into a situation like this? You just walk. Is that right?
Amen.
If our brothers can be adopted in those homes, if our sisters can be adopted in their homes, these young boys, they must be adopted. Adoption is not your marriage day. No.
Mm-mm.
While you're growing up, you must come to a place of adoption. I want to read a quote where I'm going to start from in the Laodicean Church Age. Amen.
Amen.
334.
Paragraph 334.
He is the true witness. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this word, true,
zino shoko iri chokwadi,
is the same word we saw back there in Revelation 3:7.
Amen.
Amen. You recall that? It does not mean true as in contrast with false.
Amen.
It has a richer, deeper meaning by far. It expresses perfect realization in contrast to partial realization. That's Now, back in the Philadelphian church,
Philadelphia,
the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh. What great love that age manifested for him. It reminds me of those beautiful words of Peter, 1 Peter 1:8. Whom, having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. With them we rejoice also. We haven't seen him, but you have felt him. We know him now as much as our limiting senses can let us. But one day it will be face to face. That is for this age. Amen.
Amen.
He's coming at the end of this age. Partial realization will be made perfect realization. Completed realization.
It
says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been looking through a glass darkly, but soon it will be face to face. We have been going from glory to glory. Soon it will be right in his glory.
You are right.
And in his glory will shine. We shall be like him. Wondrously like him. Jesus, our Savior divine. Isn't that wonderful? We are complete in him. That's true. He would not lie to us about that. But one day we will be changed in the atom. We will put on immortality.
We
will be all swallowed up in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we will realize realization. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This world doesn't know who exactly we are. As the Bible says, 1 John 3:2, behold, now we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But you know that when he shall appear, hallelujah,
Amen,
we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Amen.
Amen.
He's putting his potentials in us. He wants you to know who you are, not the way you know yourself, not the way everybody else knows you, but the way God knows you. Is that right? God knows you the way he wrote about you in the Lamb section of the Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Is that right? You might call yourself a weakling. Today, you might say, I've got challenges in my life. That's the modern way of people trying to tell people how they must be excused. Alright, but this is what you are today. But when God is looking at you, he's looking at a different picture. Is that right? And God has been busy trying to pull you from what you know about yourself to what he knows you about. Isn't this what he did with Gideon? Is that right? God addressed him with the way he knew him. But he, over here, he feels, I'm so weak and so small in our families and everything. He's busy looking at his present condition with his complex.
complex. Is that right? But God is not looking here. He's looking at the end. Even about yourself. He's not looking at your present status. He's looking at the final end. So he wants you to believe that you must look like what he has seen about you. Look at the final product, not what you are today. Is that right? Yes. Moses, before he made the pillar of fire, did he have a lot of excuses? Yes. He never trusted himself. But when he met the pillar of fire, all the questions he had in his life were all answered. Then he began to know himself a lot better than what he knew about himself. You see, the mother told him, you're not an Egyptian. You are a Jew. Look at this cloth. That shows you are from Aaron. He looked at it. He believed it. And he moved from there. Amen. He went to the mud pit. So that he might be identified with his people. Is that right?
Amen.
So he was moving around, telling everybody else, I'm a Jew. Amen. I'm from the tribe of Levi. That's what he knew about himself. But that was so small. It was a very small speck of information that he knew about himself. So God does not reveal everything about you one time. He gives you enough for you to walk away from where you are into the direction where he wants you to be. Is that true? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this is what Moses knew about himself. When he was in Egypt, after mama told him, did Moses say, I'm a prophet? Far from it. He never even thought about that, because it was not yet revealed. He had partial realization. But God, the reason why he's giving his message, he wants you to move from partial realization about yourself. About yourself. About yourself. Not about another. But you must know yourself. So he keeps revealing himself so that you can know what God thinks about you. Hey, brother, sister. When we talk about a Christian, it's different from what we think. Because we think being a Christian is going to church. It means long dress. It means you mustn't curse somebody. But you see, a lot of times you don't even have the opportunity to curse. But if you are given the opportunity, you are going to do that. Are you seeing what I am saying? Amen.
Amen.
Because the atmosphere and the environment you are living does not permit you to fight somebody. But if you are given another environment, different. Hey, brother, we'll be sorry for you. Then we now see the real you who was on the inside. But this is what God is doing. He is removing that which was on the inside. He must replace that with his own. So that it doesn't matter where you are pushed into. You are a Christian. Is that right? This is it. Amen. You must just be a Christian. We know that Moses was so full of temper. Is that right? That's what the Bible tells us. He was a man that was full of temper. And God gave him Zipporah. She also was full of temper. But that is the man we know. When he was told to speak to the rock, he hit the rock. God allowed him to do that. Is that right?
But you listen to his obituary. Moses was the meekest man. What happened between the two situations? God dealt with him until he was the meekest man. Is that right? Brother Bram speaks about Paul, a hook-nosed Jew, who also was full of temper. But something happened until the pillar of fire was happy to move around with him. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet told us about how short-tempered he was. Amen.
Amen.
Until women could just suss. That's the word he was using, right? Sass at him. But he never answered back. Are you seeing what happens? But today, we still have people in the message. 30 years they've been in the message. Brother, you step on his toe, you are going to be shocked. A whole shock of your life.
Hey,
can this brother do this? You see, there's something on the inside. You're not allowing growth. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, brother, sister. When we talk about message, when
we
talk about the bride of Jesus
Christ,
don't you be so short-sighted and think that the people that's going to church with you are the bride of Jesus Christ. Brother, that is a minute drop of the number of the people that's in the bride. Are you getting that? Until people in the message, they think that our church is the best. You must all come to our church. We are the best. We sing the best. We preach the best. No, forget about it. You are just a baby who must grow to know that the bride of Jesus Christ is a lot of people. Some of them you have never seen. You never dream to see them. You only see them when you go on the other side. Grow up. Is that all right?
Amen.
We must grow up. Because some people in the message believe our pastor preaches the best. If any other pastor preaches, you don't want to listen. Grow up. Grow up.
Kura.
Amen.
Amen.
You think our deacons are the best? If anybody else is called deacons, they must come to be taught here. Grow up. You don't know. Are you getting what I was saying? Amen.
Amen.
The reason why God allows you or makes you to go to a certain church, he knows that the ministry there is able to take care of you. Of your weaknesses, there are certain spiritual vitamins that you need for your life. If you are over here, you don't grow well, but God pushes you here, but you are still bright despite. Grow up.
Kura yaruka.
Grow up.
Yaruka.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord? Amen. We're not trying to disfellowship you or to
unchristianize
you.
Amen. Amen.
But you must grow up. If our pastor is not preaching, then I'm not going to church. Some people invited to a convention. Who is preaching? I'm not going. If I'm not preaching, I'm not going. Grow up. So some preachers are not grown up. Some people in the message are not grown up. Is all right?
Amen.
When you get to talk to people, even from other churches, you handle them with, hold them like this. Because to you, They don't come from our church. They are from somewhere there. Hey, embrace them. They are your brothers. Is that right? Yeah?
Yeah.
This is the idea.
May
God help us. Grow up. Because we want charity. Amen.
Amen.
To dwell in you. They came to Jesus. There are some people that are casting demons there. Can we go and stop them? You see? So they're asking the right person. If they're casting out demons the way we are doing, they're our brothers. Do you see? Do you see the way he looks at it? That's the way we must also look at it.
It.
Amen.
Amen.
To show that you must grow up. Is that right?
Amen.
Greet every brother in the message. In the same way,
make
sure they know that you are also a brother. Amen.
Amen.
You are not a bigger breed than all the other brothers. You don't do that. Amen.
Amen.
Kwana shamash. Kwana. Panevamwe. Kwana panevamwe. And sukuti msoroka was right. Ayo. Kwana panevamwe. Vamwe vako. Amazako.
They are brothers. They were bought by the same blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Apana akatengwa nere greenish.
There is no one that was bought by green blood.
Ndira Jesu rakatitenga
tete. It's the blood of Jesus that bought us.
Rinoponisa uyu, rinoponisa uyu.
It saves this one and saves this one.
Kununura vese.
It has got power to deliver all.
Iwewe chazoita kuti ufunge kuti kwenyu ndokuri right kupfuura kwavamwe vese.
What makes you think that your church is better than all others?
When he is doing the same way everywhere.
Iye ari kuita chinhu zvimwe chete nenzira imwe chete kwese kwese.
Are you seeing the way I'm looking? Is that right?
Amen.
Let's grow up. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a quote. I'm not going to be too long. I'm reading from the message Luke. Story that I heard a few days ago. In closing. Okay, not yet. But I must say this. There's a boy who had done a murder. Amen.
Amen.
He done something wrong. Well, I was called on a case the other day, you know. This over here in Texas. I got a little certificate from them the other day. It's a little note. Saying, saving a life. It said.
Right.
We went
right
over out there for that little eyes. That man that taken the picture of the angel of the Lord. Who that night over there at Houston criticized me and said everything in the world about me. Then when they got to Texas, and this man appears. Throwed his arms around me, hugged me, and said, just think, Brother Branham, the very man that I said, practicing hypnosis, has come to save my son from the electric chair. That's right. I talked there before them all. And what did the governor do? Pardon it. Oh my. When they was to die in 4 or 5 days afterward.
Right.
Why? I'm interested in life. Life. Amen.
Amen.
I said, sir, you have no right to take that boy's life. The first blood was ever spilled was one brother spilled another's. He shed his blood. But God didn't take his life in capital punishment. He put a mark upon him
vakamuisa munembo chete
that nobody would kill him.
Kuti Kaini pasawana anozomuuraya futi.
Don't rub them all, that off.
Musabva mabvisa panyaya yacho kumuuraya.
We are interested in life.
Amen. Isusu tine hanya neupenyu.
Brother, sister, I want you to bring your thoughts on here. Look at this situation. Brother Bram told us about what happened in Houston, Texas.
Brother Bram, Houston, Texas.
Amen.
Amen.
1950, when this picture was taken.
1950,
in January.
Kuna January.
So, they had this whole place. And this man, Mr. Best, hired a photographer, and he was debating on divine healing, serpent seed, and all these other doctrines. Is that right? And he was telling the photographer, take the picture like this. On Brother F.F.
Boswell.
So, six pictures.
My picture six akatorwa.
That he said, take it like this. Take it like this. He wanted to show in his magazine that nothing happens.
Kuti hapana chakaitika.
Is that right? Then Brother Boswell.
Brother Boswell akasa.
Called Brother Branham to come just to greet the people.
Brother Branham,
he came.
Vakauya.
And he just stood there. And the photographer was struck by the humility that he saw in the prophet. He says, I'll take my own photo. For my own self. Not for Mr.
Best.
Then he took it. Is that right? Are you seeing the circumstances around the taking of that picture? Mr. Best never was on the side of Brother Branham. But Brother Branham told the people, how many here have received the divine healing by being prayed for?
Brother
says about 300 people stood up. With doctor certificates. To show that God is still Jehovah Rapha. Against what Mr. Best was saying. So, Mr. Best had nothing good to say about Brother Branham. He was saying it's hypnosis. It's not of God. But when his boy of Mr. Ayers, the one that was taking the photo, he was even a Catholic, had nothing to do with Brother Branham and all that he was doing. He was on the side of Mr. Best. Are you seeing the story? But now, his boy he made that somebody, and the courts were going to kill him
in a electric chair.
Amen. But they called Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
He called in. And he went to talk to the attorneys.
Brother Branham.
And this is what we're reading here. And the man says, the man that I was saying has got hypnosis, and has come to save my life, the life of my boy. Are you seeing the story? Amen.
Amen.
If it was you, maybe you could have said, why are you calling me now? I don't even want to come. Because what you said about me is too much. I've not even healed from all that you said about me. So I'm not even coming. But Brother Branham had to make sure he would go there.
Brother Branham, and
he would talk to these people to say, no. You have no right. Brother, are you able to talk to the lawyer to say, you have no right?
Says
Beggy. You have no right to kill somebody, to take somebody's life. Because you're going to say, who are you? What did I say? Can you repeat that? We are even going to send you also to jail. But this man, Brother Branham, had the courage to face up and say, you have no right. Amen.
Amen.
He obeyed. And the boy was saved. You see the story. Amen.
Amen.
How do you behave when you meet the person that has been saying everything wrong about you? His head is like this. His ears are like this. His mouth is like this. Is he fit to eat sadza? With that kind of a mouth. And brother, they can say a lot of stuff about you. And you even hear about it, that this is what these brothers were saying. What are you going to do when you meet them? Are you going to say, I don't want to talk to you? No. You start from those ones. To make them your friends. Amen. Show them the cross. And see how God can help them and you also. Amen. Is this what Jesus did? Do you see the life? It's him that created the tree. It's him that created the nails. Even the very people that were pulling his beard out. You know, he could have made everybody disappear from the scene. He could have done that. But brother, he didn't do that. Because of the love of mankind. Amen. Brother, when you look at this, it makes us to really know what true Christian love is all about. He saved you. But before you were a Christian, were you not laughing at the people that were going to church? You were saying they are so foolish. They don't know what they're doing. But you're here now. He saved you. Despite all that you said. Is that right? The prophet said he loved you before you even loved him. He saved you when you were still in your sin. Is that right? But we Christians, we are so holy. Until we only shake the hands of the ones we know are Christians. But the ones you are not sure of. You don't want to shake it. Have you ever seen that? God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you, brother. You skip this one. What has happened? You are thinking of your old grudges now. If you are a believer, you know what? You must learn to make sure you got no grudge against anybody. It doesn't matter what they did to you. Is that right? It doesn't matter what they said about you. Some people develop high blood pressure. Because they hear that brother so-so-so has been talking about him. And you juice your phone. Brother, I heard that you're talking about him. Who was talking to you before that? Who told you those things? And you want to phone this one? You want to phone this one? Now, after you phone everybody, have you grown taller? Have you grown fatter? Are you a better Christian? But look at the prescription. You see, you develop high blood pressure. You got ulcers. Because you are thinking too much. You don't even want to eat. Because so-and-so has said things about you. You see, it doesn't help. Brother, accept people to say things about you. Is that right? They told Jesus that he was the chief of demons. Did he refuse to pray for the sick? Was he only praying for people that go to his church? No, he didn't do that. He was praying for everybody who would come to be prayed for. He didn't have an inspection. This one. I know where you were. You were talking about, so I don't want to pray for you. He didn't do that. Even Brother Branham. Did he do that? No. You see? We must be Christians. In other words, we must grow up. There must be no limit on your love for your brethren. Is that all right? This brother has never greeted me. I will never greet him. I heard them saying that I'm a witch. So I don't want to talk to them. They told me that I'm a wizard. So I don't want to talk to them. They said that I'm a thief. Because I did this, this and that. So I don't want to talk to them. Brother, it doesn't matter. That doesn't even matter at all. Is that right?
Amen.
How many witches do you have in your clan? You don't even know them. Because they never told you they are witches. But they're still related to you. You will never go and cancel the relationship because somebody says this one is a thief or this one is a witch. People in the message are so afraid of witches. You won't even shake hands to that brother or that sister because somebody told you they're witches. Where is your power? He that is in you is greater than the one that is in the world. Prove to them that you don't fear that. Go and shake hands. Visit their homes and tell them, I'm here for the next 2 hours. You know what that means? Make a meal for me. You mustn't be afraid of anybody. If you are a believer, you've got all the power against every witch, against every Satanist. How many of you believe that? Yes.
Yeah.
May God help us. One time, this other brother came over. They were born in a polygamous situation. And he says, you know, our families, you know, we're divided. Because we have been told that these ones are witches. So we must never visit them at all. Then I said, but you are now a Christian, right? He says, yes. What do you fear? Christians don't fear anything. I said, brother, if you believe you're a Christian, you're not afraid of anything, go to your brother's house from the other mother. Go and visit them. Let them eat. You must go and eat there and come back. Tell me when you die. You
never die, brother.
You
grow fat.
You
will be fat.
What
eating food that is called bewitched.
But you are in the message. You cannot do that. Why are we preaching all this time? Brother, to make sure you won't be afraid of anything. Wasn't Joshua told? No man will ever stand before you all the days of your life. Amen.
Amen.
No man, no woman here is afraid of a witch. Yeah, because the first thing is you must be baptized of the Holy Ghost. If you are afraid of witches, it shows that you never even believed. Once you get baptized of the Holy Ghost, you are way, way ahead of every witch. Do you love that? Amen.
Amen.
So this is why I don't agree with a lot of people. They say, that other sister there, that other brother there, that other church is full of witches, that other one.
Okay.
Ah, brother, if I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost, what am I afraid of? I'm a boss. Is that right? I'm a boss over there. Praise God. The Lord is good. I want to read a quote from the message contest. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 37. The prophet is praying here. He says, let us raise our hands to God now and let us pray in our own way as we make our confession and ask God to help us through this next coming year. And he goes on, Heavenly Father, as we stand here, as many thoughts is dying out in our hearts, end of the mistakes of last year, and as we're approaching the death of
62
and the birth of
63,
oh God,
oh Mwari,
may we be one step higher up the ladder until we can see Jesus and his program. Look at the desire. Until we see Jesus and his program. May everyone hear Lord in prayer. While the old year is dying and the new birth of the new year is coming in, may the old man's sin and unbelief die out in our hearts and the new birth come in with the
1963.
Like a rushing mighty wind that might fill our beings and make us new creatures in Christ. Listen to this. Make us fit servants. Forgive our past. Bless our future. Guide us, O Lord God, with thy mighty hand,
Jehovah.
Bless these ministers here. Bless all the laity, all the visitors. Be thou with us. Lord, we are your servants. And we give ourselves wholly to you for 1963. That the power of your spirit might have more preeminence in our life and in our being. Help us, God, forgive us and help us, we pray. Raise up mighty men. Raise up mighty warriors of the faith. Open this year, Lord, that hidden manna, that rock beneath the rock, that we might see the program of God. Keep off the pyramids of our lives. Lord, put the capstone, Christ Jesus, upon each and every one of us. May his great, magnificent, holy blessings be upon us. May the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon us. May the power of the resurrection be manifested, God. How we thank you tonight. We are yours. We give ourselves fully to you, Lord. Do you see, brother, sister, needing the preeminence of God in our lives until the capstone has got to cap every believer? Is that right? When he comes into each believer, brother, you're going to love one another differently. Because it's God who is living in you. You're going to see one another differently. Because now you know it is God in my brother. It's God in my sister. God in my husband, God in my wife. Because he's not coming to keep one person. He's coming to keep everybody who desires to have that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe that's your desire.
Too.
That's my desire. Amen. Our prayer. our behavior has got to show that he is living in us. Are you able to forgive your brother? Are you able to forgive your sister? You've been having this grudge for years. But the capstone has got to come in your life. Why would you call yourself a Christian when you still have certain things against your brother? You want to go in the rapture, but you haven't forgiven that other sister. You don't even want to shake their hands. You don't even want to get close to them. When are we going to grow up? And when are we going to be real Christians? Every day you want to backbite somebody. We want to be having the life of Jesus on the inside. This is what we call ABCs. Amen.
Amen.
Many people want to talk about the great things and the dark, deep mysteries of God. But on the Christian level, you are zero. And this is what Paul was saying. I can give my body to be burned. If I don't have charity, I'm nothing. I can give everything that I have to everybody. But if I don't have him on the inside, I'm nothing. I can speak with tongue, with the language of angels and of men. If he is not in me, I am nothing. This is where we are. Brother, you've been in the message long time. But how come you're still behaving like somebody who is just starting? How are you still speaking like somebody who is starting? Let's grow up. This will make you to go on your knees and pray some more until you have more of God on the inside. We want to be Christians. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. May God undertake for us and be with us. We need him. I believe you also need him. Amen.
Amen.
To be like Jesus, we want to sing that little song. Amen.
Amen.